recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Nidah, brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Mem Dalet. We're all to get the Halakha Commissioner on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beit. And in the words of our president,
Zok the Halakha Commissioner,
Tinoket bat yom echad metama benida bat asara yamim metama beziva. One can become tamei immediately as a nida the first day that she's born. And after 10 days, because even if she was Roya Dam, it takes 7 days to complete her Nidot and enter into the days that are Roy Laziva. Then if she sees 3 more days, so that she'll be a Zava Gedela. But that means she needs to be a minimum of 10 days old to be able to be a Zava. Tinok ben yom echad metameh beziva. Even though a 1 day old cannot be metameh bekeri because he does not have viable sperm until he's 9, but he can be metameh beziva. And he can be metameh benegoyim, and if he touches a mate, he can be metameh betumas meis. He's zokek liyibum. He can also, if he is alive for even that first day, and then afterwards he dies, even. He would pater menayibu, and if he's alive, then that poor woman, if his brother died, that poor woman is going to have to wait for him to grow up, because she can't get married. There's a living brother, even though he's only 1 day old. So he's both zakek liyibu and pater menayibu. Furthermore, he's ma'achil b'truma, if his father was a kohen. So then his mother continues to eat truma, even if her husband, the Kohen, dies, and she's a Yisraelit, but since she has a son who's a Kohen, she's Machil or Betruma. We'll see in the Gemara that this is really a reference to Avodim, but we'll get to that. Uposel mena truma. And he also, if she is a Kohenet, and he is only 1 day old, that nonetheless she can't go back lebeit avia if her husband, the Yisrael, dies. Whereas if she didn't have any children, she could go back. And he's nochel, he inherits his father, and he's manchil, he gives over that inheritance to his brothers. And if somebody murders him, he's chayev. And as far as his parents are concerned, he's 1 day old, as far as they're concerned, he's already a ganze mensch. I mean, what is this supposed to mean? La halach, what's it means to gabidini avilut? That if he dies, they are mitabel on him. No, he can't give chalitza. So the poor woman is stuck. You need that to give chalitza. But as soon as he gets to be 9 years old, he could theoretically. No, he could give yibum. Because yibum can be done bal korcha, doesn't require das. But chalitza requires das. 13 years old? 13, it's called bar mitzvah. Yeah. Minonimi, ask him, how do we get the idea that a woman could be metame benida at the age of 1 day? The Tanur Rabbana, Isha. It says in the Pasuk that an Isha who is Kiyazuv of Dama and so on, this Isha ki tiyezava Dama bifsara, which is a reference to Nidais. And then I would think that means an Isha, is a Gedayla. How do you know about Yom Echad, Lenida Minayin? Tamud Lamar vi Isha kitiya Zava. What do we, Zava over here means Zava, so as a reference to Nidais, not Zivais. And that means even Yom Echad. How about the Mishnah says that 10 days old can already be Metame Beziva? How do we know that? We know Namila? The Tanur Rabbanan. Here we're referring to the Isha Kitazuv Zov Doma Yamim Rabim, that's a reference to Zivais. So there too we have the same drash. Aim Leela Isha. How do you know Batasaraya Mimla Ziva Minayin? Tamudoma Ve Isha. This is a reference to Zivais. How do we know that a Tinok ben Yom Echad is Vitame Beziva? Minanimila. The Tanur Rabbanan, it says like this Dabro Bnei Yisrael Yamar Taliyam Ish Ish. כי עזב מבשרו, זוות עמהו, מטה מלומר איש איש, רבות בין יום אחד, שבתמי בזיבה, דיבר רבי יודס, we've seen many times before. רבי שמוע בנוש רבי יוחנן בן ברוקה אומר, you don't need a ריבוי of איש איש, because the Torah at the end of the parasha says, והדבה בנידתה, ועזב את זובו, לזכר ולנקבה, לזכר ולנקבה doesn't mention anything about age, it only mentions sex. Why would I think it makes a difference how old? If you're talking about an ish, a man, you know, a man, a child, fine, that is a reference to age, or to maturation. But zachar v'nekeva, is any kosher zachar, kosher nekeva, what's an afkinina? So ben gadol, ben katan, same thing v'nekeva, koshi, ben yola, ben katana. So then you'll say, so then matam elomar ish ish, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel's Dibrat Torah Kedushon B'nei Adam. Not medayik, something that can be brought as a normal way of speaking if the Pasuk is being mechadish something. And he's Mitami B'negoy. How do we know that? Because it doesn't say Ish. It says Adam Ki Abor B'saro. Adam is by definition whatever is called human. Is he called human? He's called human. Mitami B'tamei Meit Echtiv Al Naf Al HaNefashot Asher Ayusham. A nefesh is called to whatever is a nefesh. A nefesh is also a child. V'zokek liyibum dechtiv ki yeshu achim yachdam. That means achim shayalam yeshiva achad bolam. As long as there was some shared time in this world, even if it's one day. See, he's born and his brother dies the same day. Leaving his wife as an almana, he's mezakek liyibum. And he's poter min hayibum. Why? Because it says specifically, umet echad miyamu ben eimlo. But in this case, if his father died, ben Yeshua. And therefore, what's the problem? Does he have a ben or not? What's enough to be now all these? Umachil betruma. How do you know? Dechtiv. Yelid beto, em yochlu bilachmo, kri beyachilu bilachmo. Anyone that's born of him in his house can be machil, his wife, in, or his avodim, in truma. Uposel bena truma. Why is this? V'zera enla amrach v'zera. Zera doesn't say an age. She has no children, but she does have children. So if zera enla, so then the din is she shava el beit avia kineureha. But if she has children, she can't be shava el beit avia, and therefore she cannot be ochelet b'truma, even though she herself is a kohenet. That's the thing I understand. The halacha is that even if he wasn't a day old, that would be true. If she is pregnant, then she's also not choseret lebeit aviyah. So my are zera. Why then do we bring in our Mishnah a case where he's one day old? Afilu uber nami. We don't need that she should have zera, because the makor of the halacha is that she is shava el beit aviyah kineureah. Tell me something. Is she kineureah? When she was in Ureah, she wasn't pregnant, I hope. Now she's pregnant, so she doesn't go back. Pratlum uberet, we darshan that, kin Ureah, pratlum uberet. So what do we need a pasuk to tell me, zera einla, even if she would only be uberet? Says Gemara, no, I need both sukkim. Because he katak, one of his zera einla, I would tell, and you know, she left her father's home as one body. Now she's going to be coming home with a child. I mean, that's a tremendous change. So there I understand, after Trey Goofy, the Torah is not ready to bring her back. She left her father's home, which is Vishava Beit Avia. She had one body. She still only has one body. It's a little fatter, but she still only has one body. No. She can't be Techol even in that case. On the other hand, let's say the Torah would have said, Kinurea. So you'll say, Sakal V'chaymer, if she has a child. No. On the contrary, I would have said that's because her body's not the same body. Mikara gufa srika. She left her father's house with an empty body. Vashta gufa malya. So in the Mela, the Torah says, look at that, it's not the same person that left. But when she has a child, the child's out fighting. What is she now? The same person that left. And after Kamina, she has a child, she doesn't have a child. Comes along the Torah to say, no, Zera in love. She has a child, or other apostles. So we need to know both. So I would have said, Hakatabi, Kara Gufa Srika. And now that she's delivered her child, Ashta Gufa Srika, say, Ema Techo, Therefore, Tzricha, says the Gemara, but I didn't ask you that question. I asked you why the Mishnah has to, you're explaining to me why I need the Pusik Zera. Fine. You're beautiful. So you've explained to me that the Kroi are Tzricha. So the Kroi, it's true. It's true. You've answered the Psukim. Wonderful. What do we do with the problem in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Yom Echad, Mayari ben Yom Echad, Afilu Ubernami. I mean, that's where Bing Isaac in right now. So why does the Mishnah say only if he's one day old? And if he wouldn't have even been born, he wouldn't have fostered her from eating Druma. Yes, President.
If he aborted him, would that still mean,
then he's not called Zera, and she's not Muberes. And she's Shaka.
If he was born and died,
Omrib Sheshit. I'll tell you what the tradition is. Achumaya Skinan, the Kohen Sheshlo Shtei Nashim. Thing is like this. This Kohen has two wives, the Kohen who died. Achat Grusha. The Chachena Grusha, he married one woman who was Asura to him. She's a Grusha. And he has one woman who's Kshera. Now he has Bonim that are Kshera. Those Bonim would have been Machil, his Avot. The Yeshua ben Yom Echad, Mina Grusha. He also has a child from the woman who is Posel. This child is a Chavol. Who owns these Avodim? All of these brothers. But since the Avodim are owned by a Chavol, not only by a Kohen, they can't eat Truva. But like this, it would have eaten. So he passes Avdei Aviv, Milechol Betruma. That's what it means. But they put some in a truma. Now he passes Avdei Aviv, Milechol Betruma. Doesn't mean passeling her. Passeling her in a Kanami, even an Uber would passel her. And this, he says, what's the Kiddush? No, the Kiddush is not freaking Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says that even an Uber is posel. Because according to Reb Yossi, an Uber also has a Kenyan in Yitze Oviv. Therefore, comes on the Mishnah to say, only a Ben Yom Echad is posel. That's the thing. Kamashron Ben Yom Echad in Uber Lo. Now, next case we had in the Mishnah was that this child inherits and he bequeaths an inheritance if he dies. Yeah? So let me ask you something. Who does he inherit? His father, yeah? Bechamiman Miavid. Who does he bequeath to? I mean, he didn't have any children yet. He's only one day old. He bequeaths to his brothers from his father. So I understand. So then what's the difference? He's no chilmiman miaviv. He's man chilaman lechav miaviv. No. So as far as they're concerned, what do they care if they inherit their money from their father or they inherit their money from their brother? It's the same money. It's basically the question of whether it's going through his bank account before the brothers pick it up or not. That's all it's a question of. What do they care who they're Yorish from? Omer of Sheshes, no, you misunderstand the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean he's Nochel his father. That's a Dover Pasha. The Mishnah means he's Nochel his mother. And that makes a tremendous nafkamina. Because if the mother dies and has a son to be Yorisher, so then that son takes her money, and now, if he dies, the brothers from the father are going to be Yorish that money. Masha'in came, if she had died, and she didn't have this child, then her family would have inherited that money that was always hers, or Nifzit, or Basel, and so on. So, this makes, then they would never have gotten it. The brothers, his brothers from the father, they could kiss all that money goodbye. So if she owns a few buildings or whatever that she brought with him and he had to give it back to her and now she dies, so her father's going to be Yorisher. Or if he'll go to the brothers or whoever, whatever Yorish is alive. But there's no way that the brothers are going to be Yorish. Now that this one day old child, he lived for a few hours, this one day old child was Yorisher. Now he dies, now they're going to get all that money. It's going to be billions we're talking about. You're telling me it's not an afkamina? It's an immense afkamina. So therefore, it's telling me that it's no help in Ikseya'im, lanchil lechav mina'av. That's the point. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that only a Ben Yom Echad. Let's say that she would have been pregnant. He would not have been Yorish her. You know why he would not have been Yorish her? Because if she dies, I guarantee you that he died first. That's the point. So, who might Bereish? So you'll say, so what if he dies first? But the point is that even if he would have lived and we would have buried him, he would have been Yorish. That's called Yorish Bekever. Because Yerusha doesn't work with necessarily a live person. The next in line for Yerusha is Yorish. And then it's as if he was Yorish and then he died and he was Morish. Ah, the Chiddush of here is that a Ben is not Yorish at Imo Bekever. A Ben is Yorish at Aviv Bekever. But a Ben is not Yorish Imo Bekever if he died before her. So if his mother dies after he dies, then he is not Yorish to give his brothers from the father access to that money through his death. Instead, it will go back to the Yorshei Ha'em, whoever that is, it'll be his cousins, his uncles, whatever it is. Ask the Gemara, is that true that he dies first? We've seen this many times already, yeah? V'ahavi uvda, what about the Maisa, where Pirches Atlat Pirchusei, that the baby continued to bounce around in the womb after the mother had died? Omar Marbara the Ravashi, yeah, bounced around in the womb. Did you ever break off the tail of a lizard? Tail of a lizard also bounces around. You know, the silly cat believes that the tail of the lizard is alive, and the silly rabbi believes that the uber is alive because he's bouncing around. These are muscle contractions. It's a dead uber. Marbarader of Yosef, Mishbeder Rav Amma, what do you need all this complication for? It means exactly what it says. Yoresh, his father. So you'll say, so who cares? The brothers are just in the same exact situation if they inherited directly from the father or if they inherited through the brother. No way, Jose. If they inherit from the father, the Bechor gets Pishnayim. If they inherit from the brother, the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. So there's a tremendous difference. Because let's say that if the father had died, leaving his Yerusha to a Bechor, another son, and now to this newborn. So now, if this newborn is Nochelu Manchil, what do? It means we split up the Yerusha four ways, because we have three brothers, but one of them gets to Chawak. If we split up, let's say he leaves $6 million. So then each one of them split four ways, would mean that each one would get, each Chalak would be $1.5 million. If now the Bechor takes two of those, so he will get $3 million. And each one of the others would get $1.5 million. But now that the child dies, so his chelek is split evenly between the other two, and each one will therefore get half of his chelek, meaning that each one will get $750,000. In which case, the Bechor altogether will have now $3.75 million, and the other one will have $2.25 million. Mashenken, if this child was not here to be Nochel Manchil, then the original Yerusha would have been split three ways, which would have mean in each out of six, each chelek would have been two zils, 2 millions, we're calling it, and the Bechor is going to be no-till double that, which basically would mean that he got 4 million. So therefore, it now turns out that because of this child, the Bechor loses out on $250,000. That's a heck of an important difference. So you're telling me that's not a big nafkamina? The nafkamina, therefore, is, says my brother Yosef Mishmei the Rava, that if lomar shemamayit bechelik bechora, it means that this child, the bechor, does not get a chelik in at all, and therefore there'll be a big difference in how much the bechor is going to be no tell. So obviously, I have to know what age it is that he can be yorish. Furthermore, omar bar brother of Yosef Mishmei the Rava. Another thing, you should know that a ben that is born after the father dies is not memayit the chelak of the chora. He's only memayit the chelak of the poshet. So therefore, let's say we had a brother that was alive, a son that was alive at the time the father died, and we had a bechor, and we have this child. So what would we do? So normally, what we would do is we would split the Yerusha three ways. Four ways if there's four brothers. The Bechor would be three brothers, and the Bechor would be not Pishnai. But what we do is we have to split it twice. So we do like this. He is Mamayat and the Chalak of the Pashut, but he's not Mamayat and the Chalak of the Bechor. Usually, the Chalak of the Bechor consists of two Chalakim that are the same. But in this case, it does not consist of two Chalakim that are the same, remarkably. Because this child is not Mamayat in the Chalak of the Bechor. So what we do is, let's say that this guy, the father dies, and he leaves $9 million. So now, we first split that three ways, so that, as if there's only a Bechor and one living brother. Because this brother doesn't count, regarding that. Right? So now what we'll do is, we'll say, okay, so now let's give you three. That's your Chalak of Bechor. Not six. You would normally have taken six as the Bechor. You're the Chelek HaBechor and the Chelek HaPoshet. But here the Chelek HaPoshet is not the equivalent of the Chelek Bechor. Let's first define the Chelek HaBechor. Chelek HaBechor is defined as if this new child who was born after the death of the father, as if he never was born. So therefore there's only two brothers. Two brothers, we split it three ways. We say, okay, Bechor, come take your Chelek. So he takes three, now he wants to take the other three. We say, no. The other three, we're going to have to work out some other way. That means we're left with six after the Chelek HaBechor goes out, correct? The six we have to split between all of them. Because now he is Mamayit in the other. So we have to split that three ways. If we split it three ways, each brother gets two. Six to split three ways, $2 million apiece. Add the $2 million to the $3 million that he had. Turns out that instead of the $6 million, he only gets $5 million. So now there's a tremendous difference whether he is Mamayit or whether he was born the day before, he was born the day after. Tremendous nafkamina. Okay? That's the next chiddush. Said that Marbarader, that the explanation of the Mishnah that he's Mamayit. Fine. The other thing is there's another chiddush in the same direction. It's not in the Mishnah. But once we're already talking about Marbarader of Yosef, Mishmei de Rava, there's something else that he said. And the way that we set it over as it applies to the Mishnah, that's the way they learned it in Surah. The Surah, Matnuach, oh, sorry, I didn't finish. Ben Shinola, Acha Mitata Av, Enam Amayit Bechelik Bechora, why? My Taima, because since the parish of the Bechor is Kitiyena Le'ishtei Nashim, Achata Uvav, Achat Snuha, V'yoldulo Banim, Yoldulo, means that he has to be around when they were Yoledlo, then we say, Vaya ben HaBechor L'Tznia, Yakir. That's how they read it in Surah. But Pumbedita Matnuach. In Pumbedita, they said it differently. Then Mar Brother of Yosef said, Mishmeda Rava, a Bechor who is born after his father dies doesn't take Pishnai. So let's say a man dies leaving his wife pregnant with multiple birth. So she delivers three children. The first one to be born is the Bechor. No, it's not a Bechor. Why? My Taima. Et HaBechor ben Asnoa Yakir. He's dead. Father's dead. How can he be Makir? So that means that the Torah never gave a din of Bechira to a case of multiple births after the death of the father. So if he died leaving no children, and now he has three children, one of whom was the firstborn, obviously, he doesn't have a din of a Bechor, because there was no din of Yakir. That's how they said it in Pumbedita. V'yilchata, the halach is kechol anilish in the Marbarader of Yosef Mishmei Rava. There's no contradiction here, obviously. All of the dinim are true, that he is not memayit in the chelek HaBechorah, and that he doesn't himself get the chelek HaBechorah, both are true. Continues the Mishnah, v'ahorgo chayav. Argo chayav, tehtiv ish ki ake kol nefesh. Some are dorish, the Machlokes we've shown you. Whether we're dorish from kol nefesh, or whether we're dorish from nefesh. Nefesh, we already said before, is kol shu nefesh. So what do you need kol nefesh? The truth is, as the Achronim point out, the Gemara in Sanhedrin uses, and Tosfos also discusses this, uses kol nefesh to tell me that 10 people that together kill someone, so that each one is only noitel miktas nefesh, kol nefesh is also b'chayim. That's the question. It's the last one also against Sanhedrin. So we need the kol nefesh anyway for other things. Therefore, the diuk, according to many, is dafka from the word nefesh, not kol. And then it says, "Areil aviv elimo lachol keravav kechatan shalem." It's all very nice. I mean, what are we talking about over here? Inviting him to the bar mitzvah. What it's a kechatan shalem? Lamayil chatan. Amr of popular in avelut. It means that they have to be yoshev shiva on him if he dies. And well, in other words, our Mishnah holds not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He says that if a child survives for 30 days, so then he's not an Eifel. But here you're talking about he died. So he died before 30 days. But the mashmaut of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is holo shaha. If he didn't live for 30 days, so then he's a suffix. So why would I be Yashiv Shiva on such a child? Talking about over here, that even though he's one day old, we can see from his body that he's kololo, that we can examine his hair and his fingernails, and we see that the full 9 months have passed. The only reason we think that he's a nefel is we're chayshish, that if he died, so then maybe indeed he's premature and never had the keach of chiyus to live. Kamash malon. And in this case, where it's kololoi chadashav, there's no suffek. It depends what happens. It depends if he died, stam, without any siba, a crib death, or if he was eaten up by a lion, was killed in an automobile crash. So if he dies, and we have a chashash, why did he die? Must have been something was wrong with him. If he dies in an automobile crash, then we don't have any reason to say must be something was wrong with him. But that's the whole shaila of the Gemara on Shabbos. Tosfos discusses it over here. But whatever the case is, by the way, it's also machlokas, whether Rav Shimon Gamliel says, im shad lo shah sofek legabe all the above halachas, or only legabe avelut, because the rabbanu were making by avelut. That's machlokas, Rashi Tosfos. Rashi wants legabe all of the above.
Dr. Henry Commissioner.
Bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad mitkadeshet b'viya. Halacha is like this. Once she's three, we talked about if she's 1 day old. We talked about if she's 10 days old. Now the next stage is when she's 3 years old. Once she's 3 years old and a day, meaning it's after 3-4 years, she can her b'ya is considered to be b'ya l'chol davar. Therefore, if her father gives her over to somebody for kedushin, it's a kedushin d'oraita, and she's mitkadeshet b'viya. If her husband then dies, and ba'alea yavam, the yavam is kena her. Now he won't be able to get rid of her without a get. That's kosher. Chalitza is no longer going to be negeya. He's going to be yoresh the nechasim of her husband. Hakol midoraita, and anybody who sleeps with her is going to be chayav ala mishum eshetish. And if she's a nida, and someone sleeps with her, b'tamad bo'ala, l'tami mishkaf tachton, ke'elyon, meaning ke'elyono shelzav, that it's only metame as a rishon, not metame as mishkaf u'moshav tachton. If she got married as a three-year-old to a kohen, and she's a zara, she's a chelet b'truma d'oraita. If she, after the age of three, had sex with somebody who passes from the kuna, she's going to be posel from the kuna for the rest of her life, because that is a real biyam. Any relative that sleeps with her who's an erva, he would be chayav mita for her, even though she's only 3 years old. Of course, she is herself petura, because she is a ktana. Ktana is in chayavet. But if she's less than 3 years old, it's like sticking a finger in your eye. Whatever, stick your finger in your eye, it turns red. Take your finger out of the eye, and in an hour it looks already normal again. The same thing is true over here. If she's less than 3 years old, and somebody sticks himself into her, then fine, it's like her eye got red. The moment that she's allowed to recover, she'll recover. Meaning she'll recover her psyllium as if she never had slept with anybody in the first place. And therefore, this has nothing to do with sex, because she doesn't have genitals, so to speak. Exact opposite of our Western conception, of course. What do you mean? It's even worse. Like, they would love this Mishnah. So if she's only 3 years old, male, you're high Misa. But let's say 3 years old, it's Gormish. It's amazing, that total difference in perception. But Shalosh Shanim Mitkadeshet Biviyadi Berebi Meir, the Chachamim were about Shalosh Yom Echad. And we have a machloket about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says she needs to be about Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad. So, what is the difference between the two Shitot? So, Rabbi Yannai says the difference is with the Pashtus. What's the difference whether on the day that completes the 3 years, whether those have to be a day that's Shalem, or whether the end of the third year is already considered to be, she's now 3 years old. So it's the Erev Rosh Hashanah, her personal Rosh Hashanah, Ike Benayar. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, no, much more than that. There's actually the difference whether Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashovim Shana, Ike Benayar. According to Rabbi Meir, by avoiding the word V'Yom Echad, what he's telling you is it doesn't literally mean that she needs to be 3 years old. She needs to be technically 3 years old. So technically 3 years old, 30 days into the third year is already considered to be a year. In which case, according to him, a two-year-old is also mitkadeshet beviyah. As long as she's 2 years old in a month. Meitvei, yes, the Gemara, it says, bat shalosh shanim, afilu bat shtei shanim, v'yom echad, mitkadeshet beviyah. So over here, this is not like either of the Shitot. Here it's saying, Alibin Rabbi Meir, she could be only 2 years old plus a day. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan said 2 years old plus a month. The Chachamim say, no, she has to be 3 years old plus a day. So now look, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem. Because basically, this is the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Because all Rabbi Yochanan was saying is that the meaning of Shalosh Shanim, if you don't say Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad, is basically to tell me that she's technically 3 years old. We know that there's a machlokas in general with a yom echad b'shana as chashuv shana or shloshim yom b'shana as chashuv shana. Fine, I understand. There's a way to say, that's not a problem on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was referring to that Tana's approach. According to that Tana's approach, if Rabbi Meir says you don't need to be really 3 years old, so you can be 2 years old in a month. Obviously, you could also be 2 years old in a day if you hold like the other Tana. I'm not getting into that, Bachloka. So according to me, it works out fine. According to Rabbi Yannai, this makes no sense. Rabbi Yannai says, no, not saying the word Yom Echad just means that it can be on the day of her birthday. Here, that's obviously not true. Here it's saying that it can be technically a whole year less. Kasha, you're right. According to Rabbi Yannai, obviously this is not the intent of Rabbi Meir. Tinok et bat yom echad mitama b'nida bat asara yamim mitama b'ziva. Tinok ben yom echad mitame b'ziva u'mitame b'negaim u'mitame b'tome meit v'zokek li'yibum u'poter b'na yibum u'machil b'truma u'poser b'na truma v'nochel u'manchil v'orgo chayal. The Tana Rabbana, Isha kitiyazava emi ala Isha bat yom echad l'nida minayet amra v'isha kitiyazava bat asra yamim l'ziva minona mili. The Tana Rabbana v'ish, actually we're pretending it says Isha kitazuv zov dama yamim rabim emi ala Isha bat Ben gadol, ben gatan, l'nekeva, koshi nekeva, ben gadola, ben ktana. Im ken matam lomre ish ish, dibra Torah, kelshon b'nei Adam, u'mitame b'negoim dechtiv Adam, ki ha be'or besoro, Adam is any age, koshu. Mitame b'tame b'tiv al ha'nifashot asher ayusha. A nefesh is called, zo keik li'ibun dechtiv ki yeshuach imiach dav, Nu, achim shayal am yeshiva achat ba'olam, and they had one day together. Upoter min ha'yibum, it says, uben ein lo. And she had, ito. Umachil b'truma, dechtiv yelid beito, hem yochlu b'lachmo. Kri be'yachilu b'lachmo. Upoter min ha'truma, because it says, zera ein lo, ben v'shova beito v'ya. Va'ito. And what do you mean, Zera in law? I thought, Afilu Ubernami, Tichtiv, she has to be Kinu Urea, Pratam Uberet, not Tzrichi, both of them. Because Ika Dachman of Zera in law. That's Mishum de Mikora Chad Gufa Vashta Tre Gufi. Avaloch de Mikora Chad Gufa Vashta Chad Gufa. So maybe Techo, Kadachman of Kinu Urea. Because Dachman of Kinu Urea would say, okay, Mishum Mikora Gufa Srika, Vashta Gufa Maga. But once she already delivered a child, the Mikora Gufa Srika, Vashta Gufa Srika, maybe she could be Techo. Therefore, Tzricha. Okay, fine, you've answered the Psukim. But how do you answer the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say Ben Yom Echad? Afilu Uber Nami, Omer of Sheshi, because we're not referring to Ben, the question whether he could passel her from Trumat Beit Avia. The Chiddush over here is a Kohen, she yeshlo shtei nashim, achat grusha v'achat she'ina grusha, v'yeshlo banim she'ina grusha. Look, until this kid was born, would have been able to be machil the avonim of the home in Truma, because they're kohenim ksherim, and this is the property of a kohen kosher. Problem is that now he's got this ben yom echad that was just born from his grusha wife. So since they're now owned by a halal, so now he passels. But the aviv bilachol b'truma doesn't mean passeling her. Passeling her in a kanani, even an Uber would passel her. V'lafukim in Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, even an Uber would passel. Kamash v'lan, only a ben yom echadin, Uber lo. Nochel u'manchil. I don't get it. Nochel miman, mi aviv. And who is he manchil? And the same people that would have been nochel her father, his father anyway. Laman le'achav mi aviv. So what do they care? Iboy mi avua lirte, iboy minei lirte. His one day life is irrelevant to them. Amrav Sheshes is very relevant. Because he's nochel v'nitzei ha'im, l'anchil le'achav min ha'av. And the Chiddush over here is Dafka ben Yom Echad. But an Uber cannot be Yorish, even though normally it is possibly Yorish B'keva. But over here, first of all, my time, because he's B'keva, by definition, Umayit B'Resha. And since Eina ben Yorish Dimo B'keva, Makhila Chav Min Ha'av, therefore he will not be Morish. Well, wait a minute. We know of an actual event, having Uvda, where the child kept on living after the mother died. He was mefarches atlat perchuse. Omar marberei the ravashi midin ave yaze navaletad mefarcheset. Marberei the ravyaze mishberei the rova Omar. Look, it's very simple. It is referring to bin yorish b'nichsei aviv, but there's still a big chiddush, and that is that he's memayit bechelak abichora if he is one day old. The Omar Mar berei the ravyaze mishberei the rova. Ben shenolad achar mitata av, eno memayit bechelik bechora. My time, the yolder lo beina. That's the way they said it over in Surah. In Pumbedita, they were matnahachi. Omar mar breder yasub shveder rova. Bechor shenolad, the achar mitata aviv, together with his brother, eno notel pishnaim, even though he's a bechor. My time, et a bechor ben asnoa yakir latet lo pishnaim. That's Be'inan, we need that the father should be Yakir. Since over here, by definition, the father died, he's not included in the story of Yakir Valdeka. And the truth is, the halacha is like both of the above. Kekala and Lishne, the Marbara, the Rav Yosef, Mishmei, the Rava. Ve'ahorgo chayav, dechti ve'ish, ki yake kol nefesh, mikomako. Varehu le'aviv, le'imo, le'chol krovav, ki chatan shalem, l'mayochita. Omra Papali Ninavelut Kiman the Lok Rib Shimingam Leon. I suppose. As Rib Shimingam Leon says, Kosher Shoshimyom Banaminonefa. Mashma Losha Safekave. No, Chas V'Shalom. Works out fine like Rib Shimingam Leon also. Hokumayas Kinan, the Kimle Shekololo Kadashav. Bachelor Shanivyom Bechad Mitkadeshit Bivia. The Imba Alea Yavam Kana. And the chayavino la mishumeshet ish. And if she was a nida, she'd be metamad bala the tamei mishkaf takton like kelyon mini kelyon shalzav. If she gets married to a kohen, then she's ochelat betrumim liyoraita. If baalecha ben apsulim, he passes her menakuhuna. If baalecha aleachan bikola arayot amorot betora, they're mumatin alea. Of course, he petura. But if she's less than 3 years old, then it's kinotein etzba ba'ayin. Ton rabbanu bat shalosh shanim mitkadeshet b'viyad divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim, no, bat shalosh shanim yom echad, like our Mishnah. My binayim, I'm mitbe Rabbi Yanai, erev Rosh Hashanah of that third birthday. Ikamina, of the fourth year. Rabbi Yochanan omar, no, it could be even shloshim yom b'shanah chashuvim shanah. If you don't say v'yom echad, you only mean she's technically 3 years old. But she's not practically 3 years old. Meitve, bat shalosh shanim v'yom, afilu bat shtei shanim v'yom echad, mitkadesh b'viyad divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. So now, look, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is fine. Because Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, no good. He's saying 30 days. There's another Tana that says one day. On Adarav, there's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Ki'echad Iketana to cover Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. Hochanami Iketana to Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. He was referring to that Tana in Rabbi Meir. But I'll leave it to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says to me 3 years. It just means that the last day is considered to be as if it was already Male 3 years. You're right, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yanai, indeed, it stands as a kasher. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Zukta Heidike Mishnah.
We're holding on daf Mem Dalet today. The Mishnah begins on Mem Gimel on the base. Tinoket bat yom echad mita'amo benina. Our perek of Yotzei Dofen is famous. It's called the Shiurim of Yotzei Dofen throughout Tanakh. Throughout Shas. The perek which begins discussing the concept of Lida continues discussing at what point each subsequent stage of life is reached. So we define the nature of Lida first. And we see that that later is also related to the Yom HaShemini. It's what defines later in terms of Bris Milah is also an issue. And then we continue on from there. From the Shas later, we measure other Shiurim as well. So first of all, the tremendous difference between later and non-later is expressed in the first Shiur, a female who is born is already Matama Benita. If she's a fetus, she can't be Matama Benita. If she's 10 days old, Basa Sarayamim, she can already be Matama Beziva. Obviously, she can't be Matama Beziva less than 10 days old because it takes 10 days to become a Zava. So even if she began seeing Nidas at birth, it would take her 7 days to be Tmeya as a Nida, and then 3 days of Re'iyah Ziva is to become a Zovah Gedela. Umetama ben Agoyim, furthermore, she also would now be able to be Umetama ben Agoyim, even though it says by Agoyim a lashon of Ish O Isha. Nonetheless, we'll see that we have a Ribui. As soon as she's born, she can already be Umetama ben Agoyim, she has a Negev. And she can also be Umetama B'Tomas Meis. So that if she walks in, it's a pretty good trick to do, huh? If she's exposed to a mace, she will, in fact, become Tamea. But
a day old.
Right, a day old means after birth. The day of birth. Thank you.
Did you skip to
Tinot? Oh, I'm sorry. I did skip. Tinot ben Yomefa, Matame Beziva, and a male, as we saw earlier, is Matame Beziva on the day of birth. Both of these, male and female, is Matame B'Negoyim. Matame B'Tami Mace becomes in contact with a mace, which, as an uber cannot become Tame, because the uber is Balua. And Tahara, Balua, is also not Matame. which, by the way, leads to a very interesting question, halacha lemaisa. Can a pregnant kohenes go into a hospital that is a mace? It's a shayla that comes up all the time.
She has a baby boy.
She has a baby, she's pregnant. We don't know what it is, let's say. L'chaira, it wouldn't matter, even if we knew it was a boy, no? Because, I mean, the Uber can't be Makabel Tuma. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. However, it's interesting that the Shitas, among the Rishonim that talk about the question, say that it's okay for her to go into an Oil Amaze because she is a Sveik. First of all, maybe she's carrying a female. And even if not, not all Ubrim are survive. Some of them are Nefelim. So if you put together, as we saw many times, put together the Mikzas Nefelim, together with the Mechts and the Kevets, we have a robe that are not also to become Tomei. Of course, everybody asks the question, what's the difference? Even if we know that it's a male, it shouldn't be a problem. Because an Uber can't be Makabel Tumah anyway. Mm-hmm. Right? And so it's interesting, there's a number of Achronim that say the same Nekuda, that the Isser of a Kehim has nothing to do with Tumah. It's also for Kehim to be Nichnas Eloy Alameis. Even if it would be possible not to be Mittameh. So let's say, he is now, the way Rambam learns in the Tzomit Posil, he's in a space, he's Balua and his mother. If we know he was a male, it would be us for the mother to go into Noel Amaze.
The reason being?
Because the Torah doesn't talk about Tumah. It says that the Kohen can't be in the Amaze. Everybody thinks for granted that must mean if he becomes Tumah. No, sir. In any event, Mitame Vitame Maze. So once he's born, this is what the Mishnah is addressing. Once he's born, he'll already be Mitame Tumas Maze. But as long as he's not born, yet he won't be Mitame Tumas Maze. Furthermore, he is okay, Kliyibun. If this child was born at the moment that his brother died, his brother's wife is in big trouble. Because there's only a Yibun, that's necessary here. However, if he was born a minute later, after his brother died already, he's not going to be Mizake Kliyibun, and his brother's wife is able to go and get married without any difficulties. It's another tremendous difference between a fetus and the moment of birth. Furthermore, he's potter in a Yibum. Once he's born, he will potter the brother's wife from Yibum because he exists. It says Bei Nemo. Here he has a bed.
His brother's wife would potter
her from... No, his mother will be... His brother's wife? I'm sorry. That would be different. He would potter his mother from Yibum. As I said, I've had a rough morning. Umar killed the Tuma. His mother now has a child. Umar killed the Tuma. And also, if his father was a Kohen, his mother was a non-Kohen, and his father dies, he, now being born, will allow his mother to continue eating Tuma. And if his father now is a Yisrael and died, where normally his mother would be able to go back home as a Kohenes and eat the Truma from her father, but as long as he's around, he passes his mother in that Truma. Mm-hmm. Now she can't go back home, so he puts him in that Truma. V'nochel. Furthermore, he also is capable of inheriting Umanchil, and he now can bequeath an inheritance. In other words, if he's born today and dies today, he will inherit and then give over that inheritance. But if he hadn't been born, he was a fetus, then it wouldn't have helped for him to be Nochel Manchil. The Gemara is going to ask what difference all this makes, because who cares whether he is the one who bequeaths his inheritance to his brothers, or if the father dies and the brothers inherit the father directly without his brother ever being born. What's the difference? Furthermore, once he's born, if you murder him, you'll be chayav. Mashenken, when he was a fetus, if you murder him, you're potter. Some learn it's only in the Sidra Bono, not a Jew, to murder a fetus. Vareyu la'avivu la'imo l'chol krovav kichatam shalem. And there he is, one day old, but his mother and his father and all his relatives think that he's a ganzachosin already. Gemara's going to ask, what the heck is that? What difference does that make? It's going to explain it's referring to Avelus. And if he dies, they're already have to be Miss Avalon.
But
the Gemara's going to ask that. Minani Mila, he asks the Gemara, how do we know? These are drushes that we've had already before, so we can do them very rapidly. Minani Mila, how do we know that a woman at birth can be Metame as a Nida? Detana Rabbanan V'isha Kiti Ezava. That was the pasuk, remember, even though it says Kiti Ezava Zov Damas, referring to a Nida, not to a Zava. We learned out Dinim from the fact that the Torah describes Nida in the same way it describes Nida. So, if it would have said Isha Kiti Ezava, so I would have thought, okay, Aimi Ela Isha, so she has to be a mature woman. But Yomet Hadlunida Aminain, how do we know that even a baby who was just born can also be a Nida? Talmud Omar V'isha Kiti Ezava, which adds anyone. But Asarayamim Lezivan, how do we know that there's Tumas Zivas on a child? Mino Animile, we find exactly the same lotion of Isha V'isha by Ezava, where it says V'isha Kita Zuv Zov Dama. There it's really referring to Ezava, and it says V'isha there too. So the Tanur Rabbanan, Eimi Isha, Eimi Ela Isha, how do I know Bat Atzarai Amim Leziva? How do I know that she can be 10 days old and already be Metame as Ezava Gedela, which takes 10 days? Obviously, no way could be before 10 days. Talmud Lomar V'isha. Tinok ben Yom Echad, how do we know that a male at birth is Matame as a Zav? The Tanur Rabbanan, Ish, Ish, Matam, Lomar, Ish, Ish, Lorabot ben Yom Echad, Shvetame bizivad ibi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmo, Benosh, Rabbi Yochel, Bebroiko, Omer, Enot Zarek, you don't need the Ish, Ish. It says, Hazav et Zovo, La Zachar v'la Nekeva, what if it says La Zachar v'la Nekeva? To tell me, La Zachar Koshu, as long as he's a male, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan, L'nekeva koshi, ben gedola, ben ktana. So you'll ask, according to me, Rabbi Yishmael, in Cain, ma tamud lomar, ish ish. This is my shita all over, dibra torak, l'shon b'nei adam. You can't darshan from that, because the Torah will often speak in order to say any person. It says ish ish. That's the way that you express any person, l'shon b'nei adam. Umetame b'negoyim, even though by negoyim it does use a lashon of isho isha, and therefore you might think that it's limited to isho isha, but since it says adam ki yebo'or b'saron, an adam is koshu adam, any shear of a human, and that would include even a newly born. Metame b'tame meis, same thing, it says al hanifashot asha hayusha, not al anashim, nifashot, nifashot is any nefesh that's chai, including a ben yom echad that's in the tent where the mace is, will be mitzameh. Zekek liyibun. The next case was that if he exists in the world at this, even for a moment, at the same time as the brother, then he becomes avayavam, and the brother's wife is going to have to wait for him to do yibum or chalitza. How do we know that? That he's zekek liyibun. The tichtiv ki yeshvu achim yachdav. Achim shayal em yeshiva achat bolam. As long as they were in this world, as Yoshvim, a fetus doesn't count because he's not Yoshev in the world yet. He hasn't entered into the world. But as long as he's Yoshev in the world, he already now is included in the parsha of Yibam, which begins with those fateful words. Upoter min ayibam. If his mother has him, then she's pter min ayibam. Why? Because it says, ben ein lo omarak banav yisli. It says, only if ben Elo, if there is no child. No, and here there is a child. Umakil betruma, how do we know that he is able to be makil to others betruma? Dichtiv v'yalid beto, hem yochlu belachmo. Yochlu belachmo can be read as yachilu belachmo. So in other words, someone who was nolad from a kohen can continue to be ma'achil truma as a kohen. Therefore, he, being a yelid beso, is also going to be ma'achil his mother b'truma.
This baby, to go back for a moment, even if he's born after his father dies,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yes, that's true in all these cases. Uposel minat, except for nakala, obviously. Uposel minat truma. Vizerayim la machman. We are Israel. How do we know that it's not Nogea being a god? Because it says Zera, and the Hela, then she can go back to her father's home. But if she has Zera, meaning even Ben Yoimecha, she can't go back to her father's home to eat Truma. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? This is not a good case. Because the halach is, even if he would still be a fetus, she wouldn't be able to go home to eat truma. So it's not negea. This halacha, if the woman is left pregnant from a husband who dies, is it going? She can no longer go back to, who's the Yisrael, she can no longer go back to her father's Kohen's home
while she's pregnant.
So therefore it's not negea being tinek ben yom efforts. The Mishnah threw something in here that doesn't belong here. How do we know Akilu Uber? Ask the Gemara, my Ire Zera. Why then are we discussing? I mean, first of all, the Torah is a little strange. Zera Ela, why do we need Zera? But the Mishnah also doesn't make any sense. Zera, I mean, doesn't it say Afilu Ubernani, Dechsiv Kinu Ureha? She's supposed to go back home to her father, Kinu Ureha, as she was as a child, as a youth. So the Shava Abetavia Kinureh. This Kinureh, she hopefully she wasn't pregnant then. I mean, so she's going back now pregnant. She's not Kinureh. Prat Lebu Uberet. We darshan that to mean that if she's pregnant, she can't eat from her father's truma. So why did the Pasek say Zera? And why does the Mishnah include this as one of the cases of the first cases of Yetzer Deiva? Says the Gemara, the truth is true. We need both. The psukim are not a problem. The Mishnah obviously was still going to have to answer. But the psukim, I need both Zera and Kinu'ura. Why? Now let's see, the Torah would have written only Zera. And again, would have said, the reason Zera Ima is Bishum Dini Korach Ad Gufa Vashta Tre Gufi. I understand that the Torah doesn't want now two people eating truma, where before there was one person, and now two people are going home. That's certainly not the way we're maichel the truma. Halacha, the mikara chad gufa, v'hashta chad gufa. Machenkin, pregnancy? No, okay, so why isn't that? I mean, she was one person before. She's still one body. She should be able to eat truma. Therefore it says, kidureo. No, that her body has to be in the same state as it was before. On the other hand, as it would have said, kidureo. Because of Rachmana Kinureh alone, it wouldn't have mentioned Zera. I would have said, okay, pregnancy, I understand, is a change in her. Because Mikara Gufa Srika Vashta Gufa Malia. She used to have a body that was sleek. Nothing else was in it. Now all of a sudden she's got a different kind of body. She has a pregnant body. That's not the same person. She has a child. She delivers the child. No, okay, so now she's the same person she always was. She goes back home and she eats the way she used to eat. But Hasahacha, the Mikora Gufasrika, Vahashta Gufasrika, is going back home the way she left it. Maybe she can still eat. Forget about the child, but she should be able to eat. Therefore, Tzricha, I now need both to tell me that both, if there is a child, or if she's pregnant, she can't eat truma. Okay, fine, so you explained it. Tzrichasa for the two psukim. But you didn't explain the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah makes it dependent on her having Zera. It says, Tinag ben yoim echad. That's not true, because even a fetus would have possible from Achilas Truma. So you haven't helped me in understand the Mishnah at all. So Kroi instruments. Fine. You were Matarets, the psukim. But the Mishnah, Elamas Nisin, why did the Mishnah say, my Ari ben yoim echad? Afilu uber nami? Why does the Mishnah mislead us into thinking it's a din davke in Leida? Rav Sheshes, the Mishnah is talking about a much more complex case, where indeed it's negea davke Leida. I'll tell you what the case is. The case is like this. Ochma yaskina. The Kohen sheyesh lo shtei nashim. This Kohen has two wives. One of his wives was asura lo. She was a grusha. And this Kohen went ahead and he married a grusha. And then he had another kosher wife. Hachat she'ena grusha. Now, he has bonim from the ena grusha. V'yesh lo ben yom echad mina grusha. Now the question is like this. I got a family of Kayani. Everything seems fine, except what happens is that the day this child is born,
the chol
is born from the grusha. They go out to serve breakfast to the avanim with the truma. They've been feeding them truma all these years. All of a sudden, he can't eat truma.
The father?
No, the slaves.
The slaves. Because there is no father anymore. Now the slaves are owned by this kid.
By the cholo.
And now he's not.
The other son?
Also. But what are you going to do about the chelik that's owned by Shutvis with the cholo? So if he hadn't been born, so he wouldn't be Yorish. So here it makes an afkamina. In the case where it was Ben Yoimecha, who's now a cholo, who cannot feed his avodim truma. So now he's going to parcel those avodim from a truma. Because since he was Yorish, and a Ben Yoimecha can be Yorish. So then as long as he's in an Uber, he's not a problem. But once he's born, he's a problem. Yeah, they could. But until it's done, they can't.
So it's the Avonim that are possible.
It's the Avonim. When he says posel, it doesn't mean posel to aim. It means he's posel to the Avonim. That's the case in the Mishnah. That's a very cute case. That you should know is an afkamina in terms of being a binyan.
And that's because they're only linachel, right? And the father's still alive, but it doesn't matter, correct?
This one is Roy for you,
right?
Oh, so this is the father's not dead.
No, he what do you mean? He is now dead. If he's alive, then he owns it. They don't know. But he's not royally. He's not royally Yerusha as an Uber, even though he's going to be Yerusha when he's born.
Right. Because the father's still alive, then it's
the father can be Machiel. They don't know that. Okay. He owns it. The father doesn't become apostle as a follower. Fine. Now, how about the next case? It's a very strange case. He said, wait, I didn't finish this. I'm sorry. The posel of the Aviv, Bilech Obetruma, which is Lafukim and Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says an Uber Nami posel. Kamashvalon Ben Yom Echad in, but an Uber not. Rav Yossi also said an Uber, it's also Shayat Zechiyah be Uber, in which case the Uber can also pass. But this is not going Aliba to Aliba Rav Yossi. The Uber has a Zechiyah, and therefore there's no problem over here. The next case, however, is very strange. You say that the Uber is not a Nohel, but a Yom Echad is a Nohel. And if he was born, and he died the same day, so he would be Nohel Manchil. Says the Gemara, what difference does it make? I mean, who's he going to inherit? He's going to inherit his father. So he's born, his father dies, then he dies. No. So who's he going to now bequeath? His brothers. What's the difference? His brothers can either inherit directly from the father or inherit through him, but they end up getting the same money anyway. So he's manchilama, lachid mi'avid, no. So iboy mi'avu alirtev, iboy mi'nelirtev. If they want to, they could be Yorish from the father. If they want to, they could be Yorish directly from him. So what difference does it make, Lahalocha, whether he's Zayif or Lamachim? Omer of Sheshes makes a big difference. Suppose his mother dies. If his mother dies, so while he's a fetus, doesn't make any nafkamina. But if he's Noichol Nichseyain, then when he dies, instead of the mother's father inheriting her, even though he's dead now, is going to bequeath as a one-day-old baby his mother's property to his brothers from a father who are completely unrelated to that mother.
Because he inherited
her. He inherited her. That makes all the difference in the world. Might make $1 billion worth of difference. Mm-hmm. So the question of his being a fetus or being Yom Echad is awfully important. So therefore, if he's Neichel v'nichse ya'ein, and he's manchil le'echav mina'av, dafke ben yoim echav. But if he was an uber nut, why not? Because he would have died first, before she died.
Right. No?
Yeah, yeah. Through whom my inspiration. He would have died first. And therefore, what are you saying? What's the difference? So he died. But he's still a relative. Because normally, we say that the Yerusha goes through the Seder HaYorshim, and if a person is no longer alive, it simply goes through him the next step, right?
Right.
No, but let's say...
Don't you need to be alive?
Yours for Kevin.
No, it's yours for Kevin.
Okay.
So the thing is that we always go with yours for Kevin, otherwise the whole Seder Yerusha breaks down. But it's the reason that your cousins are capable of being your age is because it's going to go through a grandfather who's no longer alive, or a great-grandfather who's no longer alive. So that great-grandfather will inherit somebody who just died. If his father was dead, his grandfather was dead, whatever, right? In other words, whatever point it goes to the first person now that is dead is merged to his children, who may be dead. So his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, which are the third cousins of the person who died, and they're the only ones that are going to be Yerusha. That's the standard Seder HaYerusha.
So the child needs to be born.
No. But the point over here is a special halacha of Yerusha Sa'im. Ein ha-bein yoreshet imo bekever la-hamchil le-echad min ha-av. The point is that a Yerusha that goes away from a mother to the Achim min ha'av is not part of that Seder Yerushas, and a child inherits a mother, but a fetus does not inherit a mother. Any though, is it true though that you're telling me the reality is that the fetus is going to die? I mean, why is that the reality? I mean, we know there was a case, Upirches, Hatzlat Perkusei, the mother died, and they saw that their child was continuing to jump around in the womb, even though the mother was dead. They weren't able to save the child, but clearly he didn't die first. So why is this necessarily true? Omer Mar Breder of Ashi. That doesn't prove anything. That type of muscular contractions can be taking place after death. When you cut off the tail of a lizard, it's still going to be contracting all over the place. You're certainly not going to claim that the lizard's tail is alive as an organism. So, okay, so over here, the Uber was Mepharchus. It was Mepharchus la'achar misa. Mar bereid Rav Yosef mishmeida Rava Amar. What in the world do you make such complex cases for? It's very simple. There's a Bechor involved. No? Now it's going to make all the difference in the world. If the Bechor inherits from the father, it's going to get a double chelek from the father. But if he's inheriting this part from his brother, he's not going to get a double chelek. Let's say if there are two other brothers that are alive. And now you have this one day old. Here's a fantastic nafkamina. If they inherit directly from this father and this brother doesn't have any chelek, so then he gets a double chelek and all of the money of the father. But if this child was born, this child gets himself a chelek of a poshut. Now he dies the same day. That chelek of poshut is going to be split evenly between the other two living brothers. So that percentage that he would have had in that fourth share, he would have had a double chelek. He now only has a single chelek. You don't have to come on to any cases where he inherited his mother's name. There's no problem. What we're talking about over here is longer shememayit b'chelek b'chora. He simply is memayit now. Because remember, the chelek b'chora isn't measured by the father's wealth. It's measured by the number of parts that the father's wealth is split into. So if there's an additional child there, let's say this child is born, now there's four brothers. So then the father's wealth is split into five parts. Bechor takes two. The other brothers take one apiece for the four brothers. Mashain came, if this brother wouldn't have been born, the father's wealth would have been divided into four parts. The Bechor would have taken two. These brothers would have taken one apiece. Now, when this brother is born, so his piece is now taken evenly from each one as his chelek, but when he dies, the Bechor is only going to get the same exact amount as any of the other brothers. So it's mamaya, the percentage of the bechor. V'yomar mar, v'rei d'riv Yosef, v'shmei d'rava, ben shenolad, hachar mita ta'av, ein ha'mamaya p'chelik bechora. If the child is born after the death of the father, even though he certainly gets a Yerusha, but that Yerusha is not figured into the piece of the Bechorah. The piece of the Bechorah, surprisingly, is defined by the state of the estate at the moment of death. Why is that? My time. Because it says in the Torah, the Yodulo, and that means it has to have actually been born. So he now has the sons from the Ahuva, Asnua, the whole story. But it has to be the Yodulo. They have to have actually given birth to these sons.
While
and
he was
not.
Alive.
Sorry?
While he was alive.
While he was at Yodulo.
So how do they divide then?
So then what they'll do is they'll divide initially a theoretical four pieces, give him two pieces, meaning one piece of that four will be his chelek habechorah. Then they will divide the entire estate four ways, which they did originally, but now they're going to divide it four ways between four brothers who are pashut. Then the bechor is going to be yoresh one-third of that fourth piece.
Because one of them...
One of them dies. Now, this little one died now.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Before he died, how did it create the Yerusha?
Before he died?
Yeah.
Before he died, we simply take his chelek as evenly divided as a poshet from the chelek of the father, other than the chelek of the bechorah.
So the bechorah gets a double portion.
He will get, the bechorah's double portion will be greater than his single portion.
Because
Lagabi, the chelek of the Bechorah, it's measured from death. But Lagabi, the chelek of all the Pshutim, there are four brothers, not three.
So
the fetus, in other words, once he's born, collects his fourth of the action.
Okay, so he'll get a fourth of the estate, but the Bechorah will get,
slightly larger.
A little more.
Plus a fourth of his estate. Right. We're talking about
his
one
chelek
habecheres.
So the bechor gets the one third plus the one fourth.
Right.
Something like that.
Because this is principle on this first.
Yeah, but it's one third of this kid's chelek. It's not one third of the whole.
As is extra.
Yeah, because it's one fourth. We split, then he becomes one third of that one fourth.
For his pishnai.
It's not a simple percentage because we first took off the chelek of the bechor.
Born
after the father died, and that's the nafkamina. Had he been born a few minutes earlier, then the bechor exactly.
So do they have to wait until he's born, or whatever?
Yeah, I mean they'll put.
You can't do anything until he's born.
In practical terms, I mean.
She was pregnant. Has to wait. Could be a daughter. Which
way is this? Wait in terms of what? Not to destroy the money. I mean, it doesn't mean it's unusable.
To do
a chalukah. The estate continues to function. And to determine who gets what and things like that. They wait until he's born.
But they have to wait until they know if it's a boy.
Correct.
Why not give him what he would have if it was a boy? Then if it's a girl, it gets a little more.
These are rubber bazaar's questions, not for us. So it's Violdolo Bina. We're only interested at what point he becomes a child. We're not interested now in the rest of his life. Although we could start at Brochus again and figure out what he does for the rest of his life. It won't be long, all right.
It's not Rebbe feels it's appropriate when learning the Baba Basra to incorporate a Luna of this parak. Is it like it goes together so well?
I don't think it goes together at all, frankly. I mean, there's one small. I don't understand. Every Gemara goes with every. I don't understand what's happening.
Isn't this to your board in Baba Basra?
Yeah, of course, it's all going to be a Baba Basra. Every daf from Gemara has dozens of dafrim that are brought from elsewhere. Look at them, Sefer Shas, for any dafrim. I'm sure
we have to learn all the Shas together.
Every day. Every day. Okay.
Nice way to do it.
Okay. Besura Masnahochi. That's the way they say over the Limud in Surah. Bepupadisa Masnahochi. Omar Margarethe of Yosef Yishmeh Rava. Bechor Shenolad Achram Yisasavim. According to them, it's the Drasha of Rabbi Yosef Yishmeh Rava is the opposite Drasha. That a Bechor who turns out to be Neilad Meyachram Yisasavim. Eina Neito Pishnai. So now, in other words, let's say there are twins or triplets. None of them are born. Father dies, and the mother delivers three children. There is no Bechor. Why is there no Bechor? My time up. Yakir Be'ina. Because the Torah continues, says, Esa Bechor Ben Asnoa Yakir. He has to get to know him. But if he died before he was born, he didn't exactly get to know him. And the sonogram is not a very good
example. This is the word we had this earlier. How much of the head has to come out.
No, we had this earlier that he had to have his libo, like it was...
That's Dova, Misha Libo Dova. That was from Reishi's Ono. That's, there's a lot of drushes in this process.
But was it also Yakir's to how much the head had to come out?
That's a different issue. He's talking about whether it was a not shaykh to live. Fine. Mar Bereder of Yosef, Mishreder Rava, says, Bechor, again, let's see inside, Bechor Shnodu Lacham, he says, Obi, Meina Nodu Mishnai, Matame, Yakir, Bina, Voleka. And the truth is, Vilchazok Yikolani, Mishnah, Mar Bereder of Yosef, Mishreder Rava, obviously there's no difference, they're not arguing on each other, they're different statements, and Halach is like all of them. The Bechor had to have been born, the Poshet had to have been born in order to be Mamayet, and the Bechor is also true.
No,
my son of Machlokas. It was a different lashon of how they quoted his drasha. Ve'alhorgo chayav, murdering a one-day-old is a chiyav misa, whereas murdering a fetus, certainly not a chiyav misa, may not even be a misa miraisa. Dichtiv ve'ish kiyakeh kol nefesh. Kol nefesh includes whatever stage of life it is. That's a very sweet thing to say, but what's it supposed to mean? But my yoga, so what are the halachic implications of such a statement? I mean, I'm certainly not interested in knowing that his parents are emotionally committed, that once they've changed his first diaper, I mean, what's the, you know, umbra of, well, no, I say that advisedly, because the Ramban says that the idea of emotional commitment requires some level of actual kephesis. If you didn't put anything into the child, you do not have an emotional commitment.
Wow.
There needs to be some connection, and then comes the emotional commitment. The fact that there's theoretically a child there does not create the bond, right? So Omer of Papa makes an afkamil in Avelis. That's the point. That now that I'm saying he's kechatan shalem, it means that he has to be treated as a bal chai, l'chol dover, even to be misabel on him. Really? But as our president pointed out, doesn't he have to be 30 days old in order to be considered now to be a bar kayama? So command lo krip shimin ben gamliel. L'chaira, the Mishnah, therefore, would be bedavka in fact, all the shiurim in the Mishnah are assuming that a one day old who died is given all kinds of rights, including financial rights, yerushas, and so on. I mean, who's to say that if he died at the end of one day, he shouldn't even be considered to be a bar kayama b'chlal? So, I understand, you're saying if he died, you're going to be Miss Abba. It's an eifel. According to Shem Gamliel, if he wasn't 30 days old, it's only koshi shashua shemiyamba adam, ain't an eifel. And in all of these cases, he didn't survive 30 days. And yet you're claiming he's no chel and he's manchil. Where does this come from? Says the Gemara Lavdavka. Hachav mayaskinan dekim le shekololo chadashav. We could be talking about over here that we know that he was already a full-term infant. So there's
money. Exists.
Exactly. The only thing that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was talking about is if there's indications that he isn't full-term. Mm-hmm. So then to establish that he's a ben Bar Kayama, we need 30 days. But if Lamaisa the indications are clear. It's fully formed. As Gemara talks about later, his nails, his hair, and things like that. So then, Enochinami, Reb Shimon Gamliel would also be made that he's considered to be a Bar Kayama. Remember, we need to take into consideration that it does not mean that he sneezed and expired. It could mean he was shot.
Or a piano fell.
Fell off of a roof. Who's your insurance company? Right? So it's not necessarily that there's an indication that there's a problem.
Oh, you mean he could have died anyway. Not that he just died.
Well, yeah, he would, anyway he could have died, right? Because this is all a question, why we would be choshesh. Lemaisa and Rishonim speak out that since the Torah gave a din of Shloshim Yom for Pidyon HaBen, the Torah is telling us to be choshesh. It's not time that we have a choshesh. We would say, normally we'd say, okay, but Rov of Lodais will survive. But since the Torah was kivei ashir for that, so it's telling us now to look at this as being not ready yet to act upon until this time. Okay. Continuing on after the first day of birth, we get to the next important shir, other than Masechet Shabbos, which we discussed there, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila and so on. Is Bat Shalosh Shanim v'Yom Echad. The next case, a female who is 3 years old and 1 day. The mother's going to ask, what's this 1 day jazz anyway? But 3 years old and 1 day can now be mitkadeshet b'viyah, since she's ru'uya l'viyah. And we'll see that the din of ru'uya l'viyah is defined by the psulim. If Bia will make an impact upon her psulim, that's a permanent impact. So then that means that her body is affected by Bia. And therefore, it's a real event. But if her body's not affected by Bia, so her psulim, it's a question, doesn't mean her psulim are affected, but they'll regrow, or her psulim simply fold out of the way, and they're not, but however one understands it. The point is that Bia is not an act of a penetration by a male organ into a female. That's not how we define Bia. Bia is a definition that the Torah gives. And it's a particular act that has halachic definitions. And one of those definitions is that it needs to be a penetration of a type of body which is affected by such penetration, even, mind you, if it would be anal. And obviously there's not going to be any effect on that body. But it needs to be a body that has shaitas to be affected by normal intercourse in order to be able to be shayak to the act of bia. Otherwise, as the Gemara says, it's again, it's like sticking your finger into your eye. But you want to call that bia. I mean, it happens to be you're using that organ instead of this organ. And you're inserting it to this organ instead of that organ. But that's not bia. That's simply penetration. So you just got to stick your finger in your nose and it's penetration. That's the point. It's important to see this the way the Torah defines it. That is not bia. Since it's not bia, she can't be mitzkadesh with bia. There's no way to achieve that act with this body. The imba'alea, and therefore, so what are the implications of being shayekes to bia? First of all, she can be mitzkadeshes to bia. I mean, obviously the father would have to accept the kiddushin, but the father could accept kiddushin through bia. And let's say imba'alea yava. Let's say that there's a case over here where her father had accepted kiddushin for her as a baby with money. Her husband died, leaving her soon childless at the age of 2. And then now the yavam now is bala at the age of 3. She's now a batura, and she will require a get, but she will not require a yibum. So bala yavam, he was kana. Furthermore, the father was Makaba Kedushin. So if somebody sleeps with this 2-year-old, even though she's married, he never slept with her. Because it's impossible to do so.
So how can you be married less than 3 years?
Because he can accept Kedushin with money. You don't need to be able to be shy if you do that have a marriage. But at the same time, it's an interesting marriage because there's no way to violate this marriage. It's impossible to have be with her. Umitam az bo'ala, furthermore, once she's 3 years old, another important element of Bia is that someone who sleeps with her is a Nida. She's a Mitam as well, the Tami Bishkatach and Kalyan, like any Bayal Nida. Masha'in came, if she's a day less than that age, even if she's a Nida, and she can become a Nida at birth, remember, which is fairly common. So we didn't put her into the mikveh, right? Okay, so now somebody sleeps with her when she's 3 years old minus a day. So now he will not be tummy. I mean, he'll be tummy for touching Anita, but there's no comparison. Touching Anita makes a person an avat, a rishon aduma. Good, so be betame orchun mashkin. But sleeping with Anita makes him an avatuma, and it's even betame is mishkav, albeit not to be his mishkav, the Princess and the Peace story. Is not going to be metame and adam, metame of the garden, which is normally metame mishkav Moshe, but it is metame the pea. Because again, it's metame for ochlin. So even 10 layers down of sheets will be metame the pea, which is food. Even though the pea itself obviously is not mishkav. Nises the kohen. Furthermore, if she's over 3 years old, she marries a kohen. Tochal b'truma. At that point, she's able to eat truma. If at that point, one of the psulim sleeps with her, let's say a cholol sleeps with her, he now passes her from truma. She becomes a cholol. And now she's not allowed to marry or to eat truma. She can't even eat truma as a child in her house, in her father's home. She's puzzled for truma. Furthermore, Ba'alecha, Alea Echad Mikol Harayas Amuris B'Teira, Mumatim Alea, one of her relatives, who is an Erva, sleeps with her when she's three. So now he's Chayav Misa, because this is his sister, let's say, right? He's a Godel, she's a Kata. So now he's going to be Chayav Misa, obviously she won't. But a day before that, there was no Bia, by definition. So you can't become Chayav Misa. Pachos became, however, anything less than 3 years old, you might as well be talking about sticking your finger in your eye. It has nothing to do, it happens to be coincidental that you use genitals instead of a finger in an eye. What's the difference? Since when does the Torah mark it? It's an amazing thing to understand. Because we're so used to Western civilization, it defines everything in terms of genitals. It has nothing to do with genitals. What's it have to mean if it's genitals or a finger? This is the way the Torah asks. This is the way the Torah doesn't ask. It's nothing. It's not a particular hang-up about genitals. So this is not an act of being. It's not an act of being. So you stuck a finger into an eye. Tanya Rabbah. Bas shalosh shanim miskadeshes bebiya. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim amru bas shalosh shanim yom echad. Ooh. Now we're getting down to some brass tacks on here. We have an actual question. Whether a 3-year-old is a miskadesh with Bia, or whether a 3-year-old plus a day is a miskadesh with Bia. So now we're going to find out, indeed, what is the meaning of that extra word, Viomepa? My Benayu. So what's the difference between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomi? Amri Devei Rabbi Anna. Erev Rosh Hashanah Ikebinayu. And Afkamina is the day before her birthday. Well, so in other words, that's the Rosh Hashanah of her fourth year. So it's Erev Rosh Hashanah of her fourth year, according to Rabbi Meir. She's not considered to be a Bas Shalosh Shanim until the day of the last day of her year. In other words, she's now fully 3 years old, because Mitzvah Yom Kekula, so she has lived 3 years. Mm-hmm. She lived 3 years, that makes her 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Whereas Tanakhamas, no. It's only on her birthday that she becomes 3 years old. So now she has to be Nichneses into her Shana Revias.
So they both hold 3 years.
They both hold three, according to this sheet. They both hold 3 years.
The question is whether
Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, siri. The nafkamina is the words Bashal Hashem of Yom Echad only mean 3 full years. Doesn't mean an extra day. I mean, same thing you said it meant, the birthday. But if you say 3 years, then whatever qualifies as a year is enough. Let's say you hold that Chedesh, Shleshim Yom B'Shana, is Choshev Shana. So then if she would be 2 years old at 30 days, would be the same as being 3 years old.
Even for this old?
That's right, because Rabbi Meir is saying it's a function of 3 years. Halachically, whatever defines 3 years. So since we find halacha, there's Tanoim that hold 30 days is a year.
So according to Rabbi Yochanan.
For that matter, there's Tanoim that hold 1 day in a year, is Choshev Shana. Each Tishi does say that's 3 years.
So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the difference is 11 months.
11 months? Or maybe even 11 months, 29 days, depending on which time.
Does it have to be a full day? The birthday has to be the end of the birthday?
This is a fascinating question. This is a fascinating question. I mean, the truth is, even halacha l'maisa, there's tremendous machlokas. I mean, we really are not cheshesh anymore, seriously, although there are many places where it says to be cheshesh. There's a tremendous machlokas. It goes all the way back to the time of the Shi'iltes. The Shi'iltes says that when these shiurim are mi'es li'es. In other words, a child who's born at 3:41 p.m. does not become bar mitzvah until 3:41 p.m., 13 years later. And that's the meaning of the Yom Echad. In other words, why do we call the birthday Yom Echad, says the Shi'iltes? To tell me that you don't say mikzas ayom kakula, that you need that day complete. So, which would mean that, and there are those who say, halacha l'maisa, one should be machmir, that you should not make a bar mitzvah on the night of the bar mitzvah. Because, let's say you're going to have the kid be mezame, or dav meir, or whatever. He's still a katan, according to the Das Shiltas. This is fascinating.
Even
we've
had all those shanot
meubaros. So that's the definition of a year.
Can you take that further? What about Adar Shani?
What about when?
You go all the way and say 12, you know, full months. And what about leap years? What about if he's born?
No, leap years by definition the meaning of a year. That's what David was just talking about. That's what a year means.
Mm-hmm. I remember we had the question Mehet Lehet, and there was a big fight about it. But
halakha l'maisa, I mean the Mishnah Berurah paskins that we don't need many slaves. It's just that there are those who it's tainitz kedai to be machner. Why be mako? I mean, slaves. Or the question: you're going to have a kid come and bake matzahs for you, for instance. He was born in the afternoon. He's going to start baking matzahs in the morning of his bar mitzvah. It's kedai to be machner because the sheet is old. He's not a gadol, so he can't be mechaf in the shema. He doesn't have das yet.
He also needs to face Saros as well. So
well, that's a given, but otherwise there's no point in how old he is. Check. What difference will it make? If it doesn't help to have Shtei Saros if you're not bar mitzvah.
And if you are
all of these cases are talking about Shtei Saros. It's a given that you have Shtei Saros that we're going to talk later on. Now, there's a third sheet. It's an interesting sheet, which doesn't have much backing. And there's a third sheet which places Yantar says in the Mishnah itself. He says it means literally 3 years and a day. Because since be Iker Adin it's supposed to be Me'ez V'yeis, so he ties that the Chachamim were Keveya, but the Shir is always the next day. And that way everyone is Bar Mitzvah the day after their birthday, but at the same time at the beginning of the day.
So that sounds like you do kitsat of the day after the 3 years. Right. As soon as it starts.
As soon as it starts.
You don't need to wait after that third day and the full day.
But it would only be the next day. It would be the day after your birthday.
Right, that's right. So you could put the 3 years and a day, that extra day.
So there's really three shittas.
Not the first day.
Not the first day. The next day. But he himself writes, I don't have the chutzpah to pask in my halacha this way, but if the other Chachmei Hador will join me, I would say that this is what it means. Nobody joined him. Or very few people joined him anyway.
So when we say something, somebody's birthday, that's not With his first birthday, it means he became a one day old the day before.
No, this is only the day of your Gemmel.
I wish I had a happy birthday. It means already.
No,
he's beginning the next year already.
And it says Beferish in Hilchos birthdays, it says Beferish, you're allowed to say Yom HaLedet Sameach even on the day that you were Neulad without Kliyei Shliach.
Even the night before?
Even the night before.
But my say, his birthday, he finished his first year on Erev
Rosh Hashanah. That's right.
That's when he became 1 year old.
Right.
But when you say happy birthday,
you say you're now 3 years old. Yeah. But we can't say happy birthday yet.
It's
two different dinners.
Next
so you can give, you're allowed to give gifts for being now fully 3 years old. But you can't say happy birthday yet until the next day.
Until what day?
That's an afternoon of Allah offer.
On Rosh Hashanah?
That's why I'm giving gifts before.
Wait a minute. And then the 3 days in a day means the second of Tishrei, as soon as the second of Tishrei starts, that's when 3 days, 3 years in a day is, right?
Yeah.
According to the third sheet.
Using this metaphor. Tan Rabban. Bat shalosh shanim mitkadeshes bebia, div Rebbe Meir, v'chachomim imrim, bat shalosh shanim miyomecha. May be nayu, amid be Rebbe Yana, erev Rosh Hashanah, it could be nayu. So he holds even the day that's mamale, the year, is also considered to be included. She's now 3 years old, Rebbe Yochanan Amar. It's the nafkamina shloshim yom b'shanach hashavim shanai to be nayu, which means it's a full 11 months difference. Between, according to Rabbi Yochanan, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachon, Meisvei, Bat Shalosh Shanim, Vafilu Bat Shtei Shanim, V'yom Echad, Mitkadeshes Bedia. Divrei Rabbi Meir, V'chachonim Eimri, Bat Shalosh Shanim, V'yom Echad. So this should say Shalosh. So Bishleim and Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is not a problem. Because, I mean, the same way, כי איך אני קטנה דקאמר יום אחד בשנה חשוב שנה או כאן אני קטנה דיום 30 יום בשנה חשובים שנה and they, over here the Tosis explains, I mean, what made Rabbi Yochanan say 30 days when he could have said one day and it would have been the same as the Brisman? What did we have to make the difference? The Tosis says because we wouldn't have called it 3 years if it was going according to Amman Diomer. We'd have said 2 years and a day because we're using this year anyway, X years and a day. I mean, so already Rebbe Meir would have adopted the same language, right? He would have said 2 years and a day. So if we're calling it 3 years, it has to have some chashivas, right? Must be going like the Man Yomer 30 days. Fine, but I mean, this is a valid machlokas we have all over Shas, but what's considered to be a day, legabe many, a year, legabe many things. Certainly legabe other things besides the shiurim and yotzadayfen. I mean, when it comes to the question of how old a tree is, legabe tu b'shvat, right? So over there, you certainly don't need the shir and the ace liaise and so on. Over there, it's for sure the yom echad shloshim yom b'shanah, taking into consideration the amount of time it takes to take root. So there makes sense, but according to Rabbi Yana, it doesn't make sense at all. I mean, according to Rabbi Yana, there is no shita that holds that you don't have to be 3 years old. Because even Rabbi Meir holds you need to be 3 years old. He just says, to be 3 years old, it doesn't need to be your birthday. It needs to be the day that you complete your third year, then you're 3 years old, so it mixes Yom Kukulai. So, according to Rabbi Meir, Kasha, you're right, Kasha. I meant, sorry, but Rabbi Yana Kasha, according to him, it is a Kasha. Because this represents our third sheet, it's neither Rabbi Meir nor the Chachomi. Right? It's not a simple variation in the sheet of Rabbi Meir, which it would be, I believe, Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Fascinating, excellent, fantastic, lovely.
Great,
so please.
Perfect.
You can count on it.
Well, your wife didn't show up yesterday, so we didn't have to listen.